Welcome to the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Tuesday, October 9th, 2018. This is Jess Thomas reporting for CLNS, a leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. And your Boston Red Sox now have a 2-1 series lead in the ALDS after a 16-1 victory over the New York Yankees in Yankee Stadium on Monday night in Game 3. It wasn't just the worst loss in Yankees playoff history, it was also the most runs the Red Sox have ever scored in a postseason game on the road, and Brock Holt hit for the first cycle in postseason history. Yes, postseason history. Not Red Sox history, but postseason history. And wait, you said Brock Holt? The guy who didn't play in the first two games of the series? Yeah, that Brock Holt. His second career cycle. Wow. Holt was 4-for-6 with 5 RBI and 3 runs in his cycle effort. The Sox had 6 hitters with 2 or more hits. Rafael Devers, another guy who didn't play the first two games, was 2-for-6 with 2 runs and an RBI. Kudos for Alex Cora pushing the right buttons with those two guys. The big inning last night was a 4th inning for Boston. The Sox manufactured 3 runs in the first 3 innings before exploding for 7 runs in the 4th inning for a 10-0 lead. The two big hits were a 3 RBI double for Andrew Benintendi and a 2-run triple for Holt. All in all, Boston had 7 runs on 6 hits in the inning. Luis Severino, who has been very good at home this year, was awful, giving up 7 hits and 6 runs in 3 innings for Aaron Boone's club. Lance Lynn gave up 3 runs in a third of an inning after Severino, allowing some of Severino's inherited runners to score. All of that fun, and I haven't even mentioned that Yankee killer Nathan Eovaldi totally shut the Yankees down. He pitched 7 innings, allowing 5 hits, 1 run, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. He hasn't pitched very well against most teams with the Red Sox, but he's absolutely stymied the Yankees. He's now given up 0 earned runs, just 1 earned run in 23 innings against the Yankees and 4 appearances this year. That's why Dave Dombrowski got this guy. Heath Hembree and Eduardo Rodriguez both threw scoreless innings to close out the 16-1 victory. One side note on Holt's cycle, a homer in the 9th was off Austin Romine, who was a Yankee catcher. Pretty comical the Yankees had a catcher pitching in a playoff game. Also comical that the TBS cameras showed a Yankees fan sleeping in the crowd. Doesn't say much for their effort here in the 15-run loss. I want to tell you about Game Time. Game Time is the top destination for last-minute tickets to live events. And unlike Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm you with so many choices and steps, the Game Time app shows you only the best value and making buying tickets incredibly fast and easy. To make selecting tickets even easier, Game Time shows you an actual high-res photo of a view from your seat. Plus, the Game Time guarantee has you covered. The guarantee you'll receive your tickets in time for the event. They'll be valid for entry, and if that doesn't happen, Game Time will locate comparable replacement tickets or give you an 100% refund. Whether you're looking for sports, music, or theater tickets, you can find all of them under one roof at Game Time. With Game Time, you get tickets for the last minute up to 60% off, and if plans change, no problem. You can sell your tickets with the push of a button. I encourage you to use our promo code for your first $15 off your first purchase. Visit usegametime.com/socks and use promo code SOCKS. Once again, that is usegametime. That is USEGAMETIME.com/socks and use promo code SOCKS. Valid for your first purchase only. The Red Sox will be back tonight at 8:07 p.m. in Game 4 of ALDS. Rick Porcello will get the ball following his 2/3 of an inning in Game 1 in the 8th inning out of the bullpen. The Yankees will counter with C.C. Sabathia. A win for the Sox in the Yankee Stadium would send them to the ALCS against the Houston Astros. A loss would set up a Game 5 showdown on Thursday at Fenway Park. Stick with CLNS for all of your Red Sox coverage. Follow our coverage on Twitter at RedSoxCLNS for all the latest. This has been Jess Thomas reporting for the Boston Red Sox News feed on CLNS for your Red Sox who are up 2-1 in ALDS.